And good morning. This is Todd Hostetler. It's a joy to be with you for the Prayer Closet this morning. Always look forward to the opportunity to share the Word of God. And I just want to start off this morning by just saying blessing, speaking blessing upon each one of you. I know as we've headed into a new year, there's a lot of perhaps stress, tension, because people want to see 2021, certainly than 2020 had been for most of us. And let me just encourage you with this. God's word is always true, and his blessings are true, and he is faithful to his blessings. And we might have come through a difficult year in 2020, but here's the great thing about struggles and difficulties. I know this personally in my life, and it certainly is true throughout the Word of God. Every time that you go through a time of difficulty, it is ripe, and it is the perfect opportunity for great things and the miraculous to happen. It's when we go through struggles and we go through difficulties, the opportunities are before us to grab hold of greater things than we've ever seen before. So have a great sense of expectation and anticipation for the good things that we're going to walk into as a body of Christ and that you'll walk into individually in the year to come. Jesus, start off by speaking your blessing upon every single person who's listening. You know the things that are going on in their lives right now, and you know the struggles. You know the things that are causing them to be anxious and uncertain and perhaps even fearful. And certainly as we listen to the things the world says, that's just our emotions and our anxieties. But I speak peace unto your peace, your perfect peace, unto the hearts of every single person who's listening right now, that we walk into all the good that you have for us. In your name, Jesus. Amen. I know that probably the thing that nobody even wants to hear anymore is any kind of talk about COVID, but let me just preface by saying, I think COVID certainly has been an attack that obviously has been a global attack. But I actually do believe, I honestly believe, that it is a satanic attack that is in part, if not mostly, intended to harm and to bring destruction to the church. I believe it is an attack against the church itself. And two of the simplest ways that you can see that is, first of all, just look at, you know, the Bible tells us, makes it clear in Hebrews, that we are expected and we are supposed to, and it is healthy and good for us. We are told to assemble together. Of course, for the better part of a year, many people are able to assemble together. That's true across the United States, but certainly it's true in some of our lives and some of your lives as well. And that's the first way. He's keeping us apart so that we can't be strengthened as we stand together. There's something that is strengthening, and it brings life, and it brings encouragement. It's just a spiritual release when we come together as a body to worship him together. And that has been something that has obviously been missing across the nation in this past year. But here's the other thing. Because we can't get together so often, and there's been so many that have not been able to attend church and not be able to worship together, it's that lack of opportunity for laying hands on one another. And there is a strengthening that comes. There is an anointing that comes. There is an encouragement that comes. God designed us to be, we are physical, we're spiritual, but we're also physical people. And there is something about physical touch, something about just embracing physical touch, even the laying on of hands, that transfers faith, and it transfers peace, and it transfers love, and it transfers encouragement. And those who do not have physical contact in their lives, you can see what it does to people. It's stark what happens when people do not have physical touch. And then so when we cannot lay hands on each other to pray for each other, to lift each other up, again, it is an attack that is intended to weaken the church. But here's what I want to encourage you with today. As we head into this new year that we have, I don't know what your situation might be with your church and what's happening in your church, but let's expect better things. And even if right now you're not able to attend church, either because of your own vulnerability, or maybe your church isn't open, or maybe there's just not enough people because of social distancing, whatever the reason might be, if you're not able to be in church and you have been not been able to go to church, here's one of the dangers that we need to be aware of. The longer that we're not in church, the easier it becomes to not return to church. And so I want us to go into this year expecting this year to be a year where church is not only having everyone return, but it is people return to church with a fire and with an anointing and with a hunger and with the zeal and excitement that they bring into church when they come in to the assembling together. I think this is a great opportunity for what the devil meant for evil, for Jesus, through us and through our obedience, to turn that around to our good and to the glory of Jesus Christ. And one of the ways that we do see this taking place, if you look in the book of Acts, chapter 13, that chapter starts off, and we see in Acts chapter 13 that this is a church that is on fire. This is the church that is in Antioch. Antioch is just a little bit north of the nation of Israel. It's right along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. It's a little bit inland, but it's north and close to the Mediterranean Sea. And the church in Antioch was on fire. The church of Antioch was just filled. And it tells us that in Antioch, there were certain prophets and leaders, Barnabas, Simon, who was called the Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. So this is a church that is on fire. There's excitement. There's a lot of things happening. Cyrene has come all the way with Lucius. They've come all the way from Cyrene. That's way over on the tip of the nation of Africa. It's west of Egypt. That's not an easy trip. These people came because they were brought there by the Holy Spirit, and there's things that are happening there in the church at Antioch. And it says in verse number 2, as they ministered to the Lord, they fasted. The Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then having fasted and prayed, they laid hands on them, and they sent them away. So here's what I want you to see and just think about. As we get ready to end all of the closures, all of the separation, everything that has separated us as believers in Jesus Christ, as the church, as we get ready to close that chapter, I want us to go into and see greater things coming. Antioch and the church of Antioch really sets an example for us of what church should be. There was fire. There was excitement. People were coming, obviously, from all around. It's not even the region. It's coming from great distances because they were called there. They saw the fire. Things were happening. And you can see that the prophets are there, and there's teaching that's taking place. And there's great ministry that's taking place. It's in Antioch that they were first called Christians. There is such fire, and the world around them saw such power, such devotion, such dedication to the believers, those who are following Jesus, that in a mocking way called them Christians. In other words, little Christians. It was meant to be mocking. But this is the moniker. This is the name that the badge that we wear with honor. We are followers of Jesus Christ. And they were first called Christians there at Antioch because of the things that were taking place. And one of the things that I just want you to kind of focus on as we get ready, again, I don't know what your situation is. And if you have returned and been able to return to church, this is still something that we can learn. And let's turn things around so that there is power in our churches like we have not seen in our lifetime. I've been a believer in Jesus Christ since 1982. And so I've been going to church since 1982. And I've seen a lot of amazing things. I think we all long to see those supernatural things, those signs and wonders, the move of God in powerful ways to impact our lives and our families' lives and the lives of the world around us. And one of the things that we do see here, or one of the lessons we can learn from this church in Antioch, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate me. So things are happening with such power that this body is coming together, and in the midst of this worship and this time they have together, they're all aware. I don't know, the Bible doesn't tell us how this happened. Was it through the prophets? Was it just an awareness they all had? But they all were aware that the Holy Spirit was speaking and saying, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work. So here are two men that are being called out for the work. Now we know Saul and Barnabas because we've read these stories all of our lives. But at this point, you know, they were not the Saul and Barnabas, the Paul and Barnabas that we know of today. You know, they had not yet started their missionary trips, their missionary journeys. And this is where they are called out. They're sent and they're called out. And this is something by God. And this is something that was happening. Imagine if this would happen in our churches today. Hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. And we would call people out because the Holy Spirit had called them. This is, in the church of Antioch, we see within the body all of the individuals. They were there not just to receive, they were there to participate in what was going on. And think about this. Because they were there to participate, they were active participants. And from amongst them, some were called. There are people, and you have been created with gifts and with callings to serve Jesus Christ. When we go to church, it shouldn't just be to sit there and to receive, although thank you, Jesus, that we didn't receive. the joy and just all the blessings that come from being able to worship you corporately, and the blessings that come from hearing men and women of God speaking your word and teaching us your word and preaching the truth to us. We are there to receive, but it's not just to receive. We're supposed to be active participants in the church as well. Because look what the church of Antioch, that is on fire and seeing great things take place, look what they did. It says that they fasted. If you read this, you can see that this is indicating people were fasting before they came together to worship. They didn't just come to receive, they were actively participating. They were fasting. In other words, they were helping to subdue. They were doing things to subdue the flesh. They were putting the flesh out of the way so that the Spirit could move through them as individuals. Imagine what would happen if we had the mindset of saying, you know, before I go to church, I'm not just going to get in the car, get the family, go to church, and then sit and receive whatever it is that I'm supposed to receive, and then that's it for the week. No, they were preparing to go to church. They were fasting. They were making sure that they were putting the flesh aside. They were controlling the flesh so that they could be active. They came in, and they were not just receiving. They were bringing in the spiritual awareness and the spirit that was in them into that body so that entire body could also just walk in that blessing. So here's the thing I want you to think about. If you're able to go to church, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you haven't had the chance for a while, go back to church. And even if you are going back to church, before next Sunday, whatever church you're at, don't just go there with the thoughts of, oh, I'm just going to go there and receive, and then I'll go about my day. No. Make some preparations. I'm not suggesting you have to fast, you know, every Saturday before. But, you know, there might be a time that God asks you to fast and to prepare yourself and to be ready. So fast. Do whatever it takes to get yourself spiritually ready so that when you go to church on Sunday, you're not just there to receive. You are an active participant so that the Holy Spirit can move in powerful ways. This is what the church needs to see today. It's an exciting time if we will take advantage of it. We're going to come back, and I want to pray for you, whatever the need that you might have in your life today, we want to pray together. The telephone number is 419-389-0893. That's 419-389-0893. You can also email us, whatever it takes. Just make sure you share these things with us. You can text us your prayer requests. We just want to come back and pray with you. We're going to come back in just a moment right now. This is beautiful music to encourage you by Unspoken. You've always been. Thank you, Jesus. You always have been all that we need, and you always shall be. This is the Prayer Closet. We'd love to have the chance to pray with you this morning in whatever area of need you might be facing today. So please call us at 419-389-0893. Text us, email us. Let us pray for you today. I know that we've been praying and just putting out there that for each one of us as individuals, if there's sins, habits, struggles that you might be going through that you want to overcome, that you just know you need to repent and put that behind you, and you want to walk as an overcomer in Jesus. Well, we want to pray for you. If you're thinking about some of those things, maybe it's lust, maybe it's fear, maybe it's too much time on social media or just internet devices like that. Maybe it's not being able to forgive yourself or anger, or maybe it's not to worry about your looks or your weight, but to live healthy. Maybe it's anxiety, worry, stress, depression, or it's something else. Whatever sins or habits or struggles you're having, we just want to pray for you. So as I'm praying right now, you think about those things that come to your mind when we talk about this. What are those things that you want to overcome? Well, let's pray together and receive this. Jesus, we thank you that you said, you told us in your word that you overcame all things so that we could then be overcomers in you. And each one of us, as we think about those things that we just want to overcome, we just repent of the things, whether it's our thoughts, or whether it's our actions, we just repent of all of those things that have been contrary to you, all those things who have led us perhaps into all of these things that we just mentioned. I just thank you and I praise you that you operate and you always, always operate in love and forgiveness. We repent of our sins. We repent of just the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh. Just all of those things, the pride of life. We repent of all of those things, and we receive your overcoming victory. We walk in that. Each one of us, as we're thinking about those things, we lay it down before you. We say it's no longer ours. We give it to you, and we walk in your freedom as overcomers. In your name, Jesus. Amen. I want to pray for someone who has a sister and has an important meeting today regarding her disability. Lord, we just lift up this sister. I thank you and I praise you, first of all, that you have already gone before her with this meeting. So we speak peace to her heart. She goes in just calm, sending you, knowing that you have gone before her into today and into the meeting. And we thank you and praise you that you have her taken care of and your favor goes before her. And whatever areas of disability she has, we even say beyond just this meeting is, we speak to her body. And we speak, because your word says you have provided healing for us. We speak health, life, and healing to her body, restoration in your name, Jesus. Amen. We also have somebody asking to pray for a neighbor. She has dementia, and her health has gone down very quickly in the last couple of weeks. Lord, I just hear more and more about things like this, and I do think that the times that we're living in, the season that we're living in, where there is so much anxiety, so much uncertainty, it does create different kinds of trauma in people's minds and thoughts. And as we first of all lift up this woman that just has this dementia and that her health is taking a downward turn, we lift her up. And we first of all speak health and life to her body. I thank you and I praise you for that. And for all the synapses in her brain, all those things that are damaged, and the world says that these things are impossible, but we know that nothing is impossible in you. You walked on this earth. And you raised Lazarus from the dead. That's impossible. Certainly anything else. You've shown us what is impossible you've done. Certainly all these other things we can see. That's easy. And you have done it. Your word says that by your stripes we were healed. You did the work by the sacrifice that you made, by the shedding of your blood. And by your blood we speak healing to this woman. We say that the dementia clears up, and we say that her health is strengthened, and that she improves and walks in strength. In your name, Jesus. And we thank you and praise you for that. Thank you, Jesus. I also just lift up people who are right now going through in their own lives, just having different kinds of struggles, mental traumas and anxieties, discouragement, depression, senses of hopelessness, just because of all the things that have taken place in these last 8 or 9 months. I lift them up and I say and I speak to every single soul, every single mind, every single thought. I speak just to their brains and their minds, and we say deliverance and peace in your name, Jesus. We are not bound by those things that cause anxiety. In fact, you have told us to just cast our cares upon you, so we release everything unto you, and we thank you and praise you for your deliverance in all these areas of just mental anguish and mentally being disturbed, uncertain, fearful. Your peace and your deliverance in your name, Jesus. We also have someone that is just asking for prayer. My life seems almost empty, and my attitudes towards myself, honestly, well, it just sucks. Not becoming a Christ Jesus follower and spiritual leader to my kids and my teens. He's an over-the-road trucker. Safe travels in winter weather. Just need clear direction for the for OTR life and family this year. Lastly, pray for the electrician who's coming over to the house this morning, today, for wisdom and integrity in finding the weaknesses in the power issue. Well, we just lift this up. It's when we're going through hard times and struggles and so much seems to be working against us that it does seem like those things mount up. And so then even things like a loss of power that we can't understand or things that we just don't understand happening, they just weigh on us more and more. But let me just start with that last thing first, and whoever sent this in, I just want you to know that submit this to the Lord. We're going to pray together, but you yourself, just give it to Jesus and just say, I'm looking for your wisdom. I'm looking for your direction. I'm looking for you to provide wisdom and just to provide for this. My wife called me yesterday morning at about 9:30, and she had spent like the last 40 or 45 minutes struggling because her computer wasn't working. And after 45 minutes of trying to figure it out, she was just beside herself, and she called, and she said, just pray. And I said, well, what's going on? And she told. And so we just prayed. We gave it to Jesus, and I just said, Jesus, show so she can see. Let her see. With your supernatural ability, let her see exactly what the source of the problem is. In your wisdom, show her what this is. And we just trust you. We thank you in your name, Jesus, and we're at peace about it. And so we hung up, and it wasn't 2 minutes later. After struggling for 45 minutes, she called, and she was just laughing, and she said, well, it's quick and easy. I said, what happened? She said, well, as soon as I hung up the phone, all of a sudden, I had this thought, and I looked, and she just explained what happened. She was able to that quickly figure it out. So he will show you exactly how to take care of all these things, like these things that build up, like the electrical problems. So we're going to submit that to him as well. But concerning the attitude towards yourself and concerning just not being the spiritual leader to your kids and your teens, Lord, I just thank you and I praise you. This is a heart that wants to become, who wants to be all that you have created them to be. So we stand in faith together as the body of Christ. And I thank you and I praise you that their attitude too does change because they see themselves not through their own vision, but rather they see themselves through your vision. Jesus, I thank you and I praise you for your love for us. God the Father, you see us. You put on your Jesus glasses and you see us through the blood of Jesus. So you see us not with all of our imperfections, but you see us as we are the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Let this be the vision that this individual has of themselves. And so they can see themselves becoming that spiritual leader to the kids and to the teens and being just that person you created them to be. That's what we speak and that's what we believe. We speak safety and safety in the travels, safety in all those winter conditions that you just give them supernatural awareness of things, when to be cautious and how to be cautious. We just thank you for direction in all areas of this individual's life. We thank you and praise you that this is done, and we give you the praise and the glory for it. In your name, Jesus. Lord, for all of these things, we thank you and praise you. We call these things as being done. We thank you for it. In your name, Jesus. Amen and amen. Hey, thanks for joining us for the Prayer Closet. We look forward to always sharing the Word with you during this time and standing in faith and praying with you. We'll see you next time on the Prayer Closet.